And I love making music. I love it. It's fun. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? It is another wonderful episode of The Boda Show, episode 7 of this young season 2. We got a lot of stuff for you this week. Obviously, we are in between both the NBA and NHL drafts, which NHL draft just started 5 minutes ago. So we got a lot of sports news for you. Let's not dilly-dally. Let's go right into it. If I can get it up. Welcome to the Boda News. Welcome to the Boda News. As always, we're going to start with our only league that is in current regular season play, and that is the MLB. Currently, I'm just going to give you guys a really quick standings update. So let's see if I can do math today. They are... pretty much the entire league is about 80 games in now. The Rays have played 82 games already. So they're officially they have 80 more games left. So about halfway through the season, almost there, but we're getting there for most teams. So the Rays still have a pretty sizable lead over the AL East. They are sitting at 54-28. But those Baltimore Orioles sitting at 48-30, so not too far off, only 4 games behind there. The Central Division is still absolute dog shit. Minnesota Twins lead that division 40 with 40 wins and 42 losses. I don't know how you could have an entire division under 500 and one of those teams ends up making the playoffs. It makes no sense to me. The AL West, the Texas Rangers still lead that division by 5 games with a 48-31 record. The Angels finally have decided to play good baseball and are now have a winning record of 44-37. Do you watch baseball, Nick?
I don't. I don't.
Yeah. See, the two people that don't really care about baseball on a podcast talking about baseball, it's not gonna really work, which is fine. Again, just teams that I didn't expect to be this good. The Rangers, the Orioles. I mean, I don't watch enough baseball to know these prospects are coming up.
I do know the Angels scored 25 runs this past weekend.
Yeah, and they still ended up losing in that series, though. They scored 25 runs in a game and lost the series. Is that the Rockies?
The Rockies suck every year. That's all I know about
baseball. The Rockies are terrible. I mean, they're not as bad as, say, the Athletics or the Royals, but the Rockies are a perennial loser. I mean, I don't think they've been relevant since 2007 when they made a World Series and then promptly got swept by the Red Sox. So I really don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The West is really no different, honestly, with most of the teams in the West have a negative run differential. So the National League East, it's really weird. The National League East, the Atlanta Braves are 53-27. They currently boast a plus 117 run differential. The Miami Marlins are in second place with a 46-34 record, but have a minus 6 run differential. I don't really understand how that works, but all right. I just don't know how you've given up 6 more runs than you've hit and you're 8 games above 500. Makes no sense. In the Central, the Cincinnati Reds have lit a fire under all of Ohio and I guess really the rest of the league. They're sitting at 42-38. They're a half a game above the Milwaukee Brewers for first place. Really, the big stories coming out of there is Ellie De La Cruz, one of the rookies, who obviously James has been posting about that. But he hit a cycle the other night. He's been ridiculous. Joey Votto came back, and he's been crushing the ball out of the park. So good for them. I mean, you know, they're in a bad division, so it goes without saying they have a chance to win that division if they continue on the pace that they're on, which, I mean, probably isn't going to happen because it's the Cincinnati Reds. But who knows? Just a little side note, the Chicago Cubs are sitting at 37-40 right now, and they have a plus 28 run differential, the only positive run differential in that division. And they're in third place. So, again, I knew nothing about baseball before, and this just makes it way, way worse for me. The NL West, besides the AL East, definitely by far the best division in baseball. But the NL West is really, really going to be that second division as far as difficulty goes. Arizona Diamondbacks are still sitting in first place at 48-32. The San Francisco Giants, I know, have been playing really good baseball as of late, winning 8 out of their last 10, sitting at 45-34. And the two really powerhouses of this division that I think most people thought were going to have a clear shot at running away, the Dodgers and the Padres. The Dodgers are sitting three games back on the Diamondbacks, which isn't, you know, too crazy. But the Padres, 37-42. They're 10.5 games out of the lead. I don't know. They haven't gelled. I mean, they've had players on streaks, but they haven't all been on a streak at the same time. I think that's probably what's been going on with them. I mean, their pitching has been phenomenal. They've only given up 313 runs altogether so far in the season. And I think that might be the second least in the entire major leagues, but they've only hit 339 runs in. So, you know, that's not a good formula to win. So, yeah, I mean, that's my MLB standings update. I really got nothing else for the MLB. I don't watch it. So.
I don't watch it either. I can't.
I know that the Miami Marlins are on fire right now. I know that the Reds are on fire. And I know that the Rangers are surprisingly really good. And still, I don't understand why. But great. All right, well, let's move on to the NHL. Obviously, like I mentioned before, the NHL is currently in its draft right now as we speak. Connor Bedard most likely either has been picked or will be picked first overall, which, again, should not surprise anyone. I think a lot of the news coming out of the draft is the Blues. The Blues actually have three first-round picks this year, so it'll be interesting to see what they do with those. And a couple of our playoff teams from last year don't hold a first overall pick, the Bruins included. So it'll be a lot of sitting and waiting for fans of playoff teams who don't have a first-round pick to see kind of what happens, where people go. And really, that's all there is. And there's no picks in right now, so there's not much to talk about as far as the draft goes. But because it's draft season, lots of trades and signings have been happening, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So biggest news from today, the Vegas Golden Knights just traded Riley Smith, who scored the game-winning goal for them in the Stanley Cup Game 5 final. So he is on his way to Pittsburgh, and the Golden Knights received a third-round pick in return, I believe. They did. They received a third-round pick. Devils signed Timo Meier to a long-term 8-year contract. So that has been inked. Yep.
What's the salary?
I want to say it was 8 years. Hold on, I'll see it. It was 8 years and 70.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be like. Oh geez, can I do math today? Let's see. It's a little under $9 million a year. Okay. So that, you know. In terms of hockey, it's a very rich deal.
Yeah.
It's a very rich deal. Cause not a lot of, I mean, there's only a handful of players that make over $10 million a year in the league. So
gotcha.
big deal for the Devils, big deal for Timo Meier. Some other news obviously coming out of the NHL. I guess really more local news. Milan Lucic is looking like he's going to sign with the Bruins for a 1-year, $900,000 deal. So the Bruins get a familiar face back and get an enforcer on the fourth line. Ivan Barbashev signs a deal with the Golden Knights, keeping him in Vegas. The Maple Leafs signed David Kampf on a 4-year deal. What else? Ross Colton was traded from the Lightning to the Avs for a draft pick. It looks like the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to start offloading a lot of their middle ground players. And that, I think that's really it. There were some other moves and trades. Oh, the biggest trade really coming out of the NHL. And two of them, really. Well, actually, three. Jeez. There's a lot of the trades that have already happened. I forgot about all these from the other day. So, obviously, Taylor Hall and Nick Foligno got traded the other day to Chicago for a couple of right-shot defensemen. Tyler Toffoli traded to the Devils. So, that's a big deal for them as well. That's a lot more offensive firepower for the New Jersey Devils. And the biggest trade, I think, was Pierre-Luc Dubois making his way over to the Kings for Alex Iafallo and a couple other pieces. Do those names mean anything to you? First and foremost, zero. Okay. All right. I wanted to see if you were actually following along, if you understood any of these names.
I really try.
Like, some of these names are AI generated, like Pierre-Luc Dubois. Like, what is that?
You mentioned it. And I was like,
Yeah. No, he's a real person. He is in fact a real person. He got drafted by the Columbus Blue Jackets. Okay. Traded to the Winnipeg Jets for Patrick Laine, and now he's on his way to the Kings. So he has remained in the Western Conference. He has been in the Western Conference since after he got traded for. I just said his name, Patrick Laine. Jeez, but that's really it for the NHL. Obviously, the draft is happening, so if any big trades or news happens during the draft, we'll have that coverage for you. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the NBA, where another league, another draft last week, and obviously those results are in. So, Victor Wembanyama.
You know, everybody knew he was going to be the first pick, and I've seen clips of him play, and everybody's talking about he's the biggest draft prospect since LeBron. I don't really necessarily see.
He is.
He's just tall.
This big.
He's just that big. One injury is all it's going to take for him.
I know.
And that could change his career.
Well, that's the thing too, is you're going to be playing big guys in the NBA. And you're gonna take you land on your leg the wrong way. I mean, that thing looks like it would snap in seven places. That scares me. Not even in terms of being a prospect, in like terms of his health and like well-being. Yeah, I wouldn't. That terrifies me.
I just got a notification.
Connor Bedard. Oh, surprise, surprise! Connor Bedard gets picked first overall. Who saw that coming?
I did.
I'm still all right. Hold on, we're going back to the NHL because I'm. The NHL absolutely fucking rigged this draft to give Chicago another Stanley Cup champion in the next 6 years. Okay. I hate it. It's ridiculous. I understand why they did it, but I don't like it. And the main reason being, why would you want to see Connor Bedard go to Anaheim, California? That is not a hockey market. Chicago is. Yeah. Columbus isn't. Chicago is. So, again, for those of you that know what I'm talking about, you're probably just as pissed as me. But, So I mean, I know I see the hype, I get the hype, but like when he's playing with people that are not in his league, it obviously looks like he is ridiculous. But He's a fluid shooter, like he's a really good shooter. Obviously, he's a ridiculous rebounder, but eventually the league is gonna go back to like traditional big men. Like they're gonna go to bigger bodies, being able to box out and post up. And I mean, can he post? Yeah, sure. Can he box out? I don't know. I mean, with his frame maybe, but not with the size.
No, definitely not with the size.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So like obviously when the high flying Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry took over and, you know, 2014 and 15 and changed the way that the game was played. Once they're done, once Steph is done and that 3-point game changes again, It's going to revert back to a pick and roll post game again. And
absolutely.
Is he going to be able to do that? Right. I mean, people compare him to Tim Duncan, obviously with the Spurs comparison, but Does he have the same makeup? right? Does he have the same? Does he have the same skills as Tim Duncan? So that's really going to be the determining factor. And obviously, Tim Duncan, you know, played in a completely different league where you had to be tough.
Yep. The thing is too with Victor is he has, like you said, Tim Duncan, David Robinson, and Manu Ginobili all mentoring him. So maybe that'll
right.
You know,
that's true. I mean, some legendary bigs in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Guiding him on the way. So that is a good point. where did he not want to go? Was it Houston?
I believe so.
No, I think it was Houston. I remember saying like thank God or
no one wants to go to Houston.
No, are you kidding me? God. I just think it's funny because they're like 2 hours apart.
Yeah.
They're not even that far away. So you know that just speaks to even worse on Houston's management ownership and all that. So but yeah, so I mean that's the big news. I don't have there been any crazy trades or anything like that I might have missed?
I saw a post that involved Scoot Henderson. I'm not sure if it's true.
I think I know what you're talking about. The rumors that the Trailblazers are either going to trade Dame or Scoot Henderson by the end of the summer.
Well, I saw it was before the draft started. So it was Scoot Henderson was in potential trade talks for straight up Paul George. But I don't know how true it was. I don't know if it was a reliable source. So I kind of overlooked
well, would you but, Paul, what position does Paul George play again?
Shooting guard, small forward.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, because Dame's a point guard, so I don't know why you'd want Paul George if you're gonna do that.
I think they're gonna go into a rebuild. I think Dame's gonna eventually leave.
They should. I mean, he out of any player, and again, I still stand by this. I don't think he's a player you can build around, but
definitely win a chip with a
different team. He is a championship caliber player.
Yeah.
But like I said 2 or 3 weeks ago, I wouldn't build around him because he's at the end of his career. He's never won a championship before, and yes, he is a winning player. He has championship caliber potential. But you need to add him to a team that already has an established presence.
Yeah, you can't restart with him. He's already 33.
Right. He's not gonna go anywhere. Yeah, Dame is not the kind of player where you can add to a young squad and win a championship. Like, no. I mean, hell, even LeBron. Like, I get it. Like, LeBron is great and all, but if it wasn't for Ray Allen and Kyrie Irving, he would have one championship?
Yeah. Two. Does everybody count the bubble? I count the bubble.
After this past year with all four of the bubble teams making the conference finals again, then yeah, I count the bubble. I mean, they were all good teams to begin with. The only fraud really were the Lakers. The Heat got really hurt and weren't as good as the previous year, but they were still a playoff team. They deserved to be in playoff conversation.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the only frauds were the Lakers. The Lakers just caught heat at the end, and they caught
some lucky breaks. It was the final push.
Yeah, they caught some lucky breaks, and then they got absolutely spanked by a team that was way better than them and deserved to win the championship. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Like, so this just like gets me thinking here. So, if you are Damian Lillard, where do you want to go? What team has the space for you to do what you need to do in order to win a championship? So like teams like the Celtics, where there's already an established pecking order, where there's already, you know, there's a system that they want to run, all that kind of things. Like that is the way that they want to do it. If Dame wants to go in and he wants to take over, you know, what teams really fit that memo? Because I can't really think of, I mean, obviously I don't watch basketball a whole lot, but I can't really think of any that really would fit that build. Even the Heat, you know, because Jimmy and Bam really run that team.
Mm-hmm. So this is the thing with Dame. He says he doesn't want to go. He says he wants to be a homer and really bring a championship to Portland. As I said before, I don't think it's going to happen. I think he'll get traded before the season starts. But he also says he doesn't want to join a super team. He doesn't want to go to a stacked team and just win a championship. He wants to do it the right way. and I can appreciate that and respect it, but you can't be too picky with these things, because there's not a lot of teams out there that one can afford him, and two want to give up the capital to get a 32-year-old point guard.
Right. And teams that are willing and want to do that pretty much either have two or three other bona fide stars.
Exactly.
On so, like, with the Heat, I get what you're, yeah.
With the Heat, I think it's probably one of the better situations. The only reason why Jimmy Butler brings up the ball is because they have a 38-year-old, or is Kyle Lowry 38?
Oh, yeah, he's old.
He's old. Whatever. You got an old.
He's in his late 30s easily. So,
thick point guard who always gets hurt. You don't really have shooting guards that can even dribble or bring the ball up. It's Jimmy Butler, and you got sometimes. So if you go out and you get yourself a point guard of Dame's caliber, things change. And I think that would be ultimately the greatest fit for him going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I know Miami's been the one team that everyone has been linking him with, and I understand that. It makes the most sense because they really only have Jimmy and Bam. They don't have anyone else. So, I mean, as far as a super team goes, that wouldn't even be considered a super team for sure. Yeah. So I don't necessarily know. I would be interested to see, you know, if he doesn't end up with the Heat. And he doesn't end up with Portland, where he would still go, because you can't think of a lot of teams that would need that kind of help. I would argue that if Ja Morant does not return to the Memphis Grizzlies, that is an area, that is a location where I think Damian Lillard could end up.
Yeah, I actually haven't thought about that. I actually like that a lot. I mean, now we all know Marcus Smart's there. So if you pair up Marcus Smart with Dame.
Exactly. Marcus Smart plays your shooting guard. Damian Lillard plays your point guard. And it's not a super team, but it's a very well developed team.
Yeah,
it's a young team. Mm-hmm. They have good talent. It's a good fan base.
Yeah.
I mean that's the only situation I could see where if something opens up for him, if Ja Morant ends up having to get the boot, or you know, even get suspended for the year. And they somehow don't have to pay his contract, which I don't think would happen. But, you know, he could end up there. Other than that, I mean, kind of go across,
he's not going across
the board. There's not a lot.
Phoenix has way too much money on their starting four. He's not going to go to Dallas.
He's not going to the Cavs. He's not going to the Cavs. He's not going to the Knicks. He's not going.
I mean, if I'm the Knicks, I'm going after.
Well.
Dame?
Yeah, no, correct. If you're the Knicks, you're definitely going after him. But does he want to go to New York is the question.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about
Brooklyn it. Brooklyn just blew up their super team, so there's no way he's going there.
Unless he wants to play with, what's his name? The young dude. I think he's like 24 years old. He came from Phoenix. What's his name?
I don't know.
I'll have to Google it. But that's the only person on Brooklyn I can think of that he'd want to play with.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean that's the thing too.
Not coming to Boston. We're not going to pay him.
No. No.
Who else is out there?
Boston's never been a point guard city.
No, not since Rondo anyway. And even then, Rondo wasn't
always been small forward or power forward. Those two have been the backbone of Boston basketball for forever, and obviously center with Bill Russell. But that's a whole different story.
Different time.
Great. All right. Any more NBA news that we can think of? Obviously, our little Dame tangent, but
one more team that came to mind for Dame, for me, Milwaukee. Chris Middleton opted out.
If not, he did. Yeah, it's still okay. I see that, but you still have Drew. That's the thing, because it's Giannis. If you have three stars on a team, that's a super team. That would be a super. You know what I'm saying? Like. Because it's Giannis and he is a perennial MVP candidate, you put Dame on that team. I mean, that's a super team. There's no way that's not a super team. Dame, Giannis, Drew Holiday, and then whoever else they have to pair up. Like if Brooke Lopez stays there, I mean, that would be a super team to me.
I don't think Brooke stays. He might do like a 1 year minimum or something like that. But free agency starts in was 2-3 days, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So like you know, another example would be if they put if he tried to go to the Nuggets. You pair him up with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, that's a super team. So there's just certain scenarios that feel super teamy to me that he may not go for. I mean, he might, I don't know. Or he may just say, fuck it, super team, and get traded to the Warriors or whatever. No, which would never happen, obviously. But, you know, just an example of if he went to the Warriors, I mean, that would easily be a super team. So, all right, well, the NBA is come and gone. The draft is over. Free agency starts, what, Saturday? NHL free agency starts Saturday as well, and I believe that they're tandem. So I think NBA free agency will start then as well. Let's move over to the NFL. Big Patriots news for the day that literally had me jumping out of my seat for 5 seconds until I realized it was the wrong person. Devontae Parker signed a 3-year, $33 million deal with $14 million guaranteed. I got the sleeper notification. I'm not going to lie. I thought they signed DeAndre Hopkins because it said – Patriots have signed wide receiver D, and then it just cut off. And so I was like, oh, shit, let's go. It's DeAndre Hopkins. I'm excited about that. I would love that for Mac because he's never had a bona fide wide receiver one.
He can say it. He's never had a receiver.
All right. Let's give Jacoby Myers a lot more credit than he did.
Please do.
Don't even start with me. Jacoby Myers is a lot better than you're giving him credit for.
He's nothing more.
He's not he's not a wide receiver one, but he's also a lot better than you're giving him credit for.
We'll see. That's all I'm going to say. We'll see.
All I'm going to say is that Jacoby Myers had a better season than Adam Thielen and Hunter Renfrow, and they
were both injured this past season.
No, Thielen wasn't that hurt.
He was.
All right, fair enough. well, the thing with Jacoby Myers is that he never caught touchdowns, and then he finally caught 6 touchdowns this year. So, I mean, but it's, again, he was a lot better than you give him credit for. He's not a wide receiver one. He is a solid wide receiver two in any system. But Devontae Parker, the person who we did sign, again, injuries. I don't know why you're signing this guy to a $33 million deal with $14 million guaranteed when he's injured every season. When he's on the field, he's spectacular. He has wide receiver one balls. He does. When he was on the Dolphins, he was wide receiver one. But the injuries are still getting to him. If he can stay healthy and the Patriots don't go anywhere else, he has the potential to be wide receiver one for them. Obviously, like a bottom 15 wide receiver one, but a wide receiver one nonetheless. But, you know, on the flip side, I would also rather have Devontae Parker at $11 million a year than, oh my God, Nelson Agholor at $10 million a year. Nelson Agholor, that dude sucks. I don't care what anyone says. Oh, but he's a deep threat. Oh, he's a touchdown ball. He's a touchdown guy. No, he sucks. He gets in the open field and he loses the ball more times than he has catches. I mean, it's ridiculous. So,
not the guys you want your quarterback to be thrown to.
No. I think it's funny though because Lamar Jackson's going to be thrown to him this year, and.
But he's also going to be like fourth on that wide receiver depth chart.
Well, no, absolutely. He's going to be their like gimmick player, but
still,
he's their home run threat. Is according to what people are saying, he's going to be for. So. But yeah, I don't know either. I hate him. He sucks. But yeah, Devontae Parker, like I said, signed with the Patriots for another 3 years. Get some thunder back here. All this gambling banning news coming through. I'm sorry, seriously, guys. You have a possible multi-million dollar contract with the NFL, and you are gambling your contract away.
I genuinely don't get it.
Make a prop bet. don't actually hit bet. If you want to look and you want to like make fun bets with your friends and do whatever, fine. Don't put money on it. That is how you get in trouble. Like, what are you? You're gonna win $50. Great, you just lost $500,000 because you're suspended.
What's the desire? I don't understand. If they are they trying to make? Is that how they're trying to make money?
Like, I don't understand. Like, Jameson Williams, you have a guaranteed rookie contract that you lost six games of. Guaranteed. Idiot. Unless you do something drastically stupid to have that contract voided, you have guaranteed money that you are leaving on the table because you wanted to bet on your own team. You dumb shit. Like, what?
That's the thing. It's like, if you're trying to make more money on top of what you already have, go invest in something. You don't need like supplement or sports drinks or gym memberships, whatever the case may be. Food, restaurants, it doesn't matter. Marshawn Lynch owns like how many TGI Fridays if those things are still hanging around? It's like,
there's still one on Route 1 right down the street from me.
Yeah.
It's so subpar, but it's there.
Still there.
It's there. It's not great, but it's there.
I don't understand. I would take $80,000 to wash the toilets on an NFL team. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Dude. Water boy. I would literally be the team's water boy in 130 degree heat.
Yeah. Easy money.
Like
easy. And I'll gladly do that job.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's crazy. I don't understand what drives these players to gamble, literally gamble their contracts away. I mean, that's what they're doing.
Be smart about it. It's like, if you want to put this bet on, go to your boy. Be like, hey, I'm trying to put this money in. Here you go.
Why? But why even do that? Like that? Well, first of all,
I understand.
That's even worse, because if you do that, then you can get in trouble with the law, and if you get in trouble with the law, then they have the justification to cancel your contract. So, I guess if you have to do it, you should do it legally. I'm not advising any NFL player, not that they watch this show, but don't do that. Don't be stupid. Like, you have guaranteed money on the table. It, literally, if you want to bet and make bets. Casino.
It's so easy.
Go to a casino and just play blackjack, buddy. You're fine. It's so easy. You want to spend 20 grand on a bet? Bet on black, man. Don't bet on your own team. It's stupid. They'll find out. You have to put your own name and information down. It's not like you can make a random bet through legal services. Like,
no, they use like your birth date and use social on certain sites? Maybe.
Some sites use social. I know that you have to put your social security in, and also newsflash, they also check to see if you have siblings and or significant others that do that for you, because that's also illegal. It's also against the rules of the NFL. So yeah, when kids come out of college and they're get signed to multi-million dollar contracts in the NFL or the NHL or whatever. Well, I don't really see that in the NHL. It's really mostly the NFL that I've seen this in. I haven't seen any other league have this problem. Obviously Pete Rose and Black Friday, Black Monday or whatever, but that's me. How stupid are you? How stupid are you? Anyways, off the tangent here. Really sad news actually coming. Was it yesterday? I believe passing of Ryan Mallett, former Patriots, former Arkansas quarterback, former Texans quarterback. I didn't read the full story. I know that he passed away from drowning. I'm not sure what the extenuating circumstances were, but obviously condolences to his family. Mm-hmm. I mean, just terrible. That stinks.
You just never know what can happen.
Yeah. I mean, this is not to make a joke because I've done this before and I've gotten yelled at, but like, you could literally be walking, crossing the street and get hit by a garbage truck. And that's not a joke. I promise you, I'm not making fun of him. I just like that. Literally, I did it last time, and I'm trying not to laugh because it's not funny.
Just smile on your face as
I know. It's so bad. No, you have no idea. I like, oh my God. The last time I talked about this, I got in so much trouble. So, anyways, you could literally be crossing the street and get hit by a garbage truck. It's like, you know what I mean? You don't have no idea what's going to happen. So, but yeah, condolences to Ryan Mallett's family and to the extended Mallets or whoever is mourning for Ryan Mallett. We feel for you. Other than that, I mean, there hasn't been much. There's been a lot of movement with the NFLPA and things like that, but
no major signings or news.
Yeah, whatever. There's nothing else there. So that's it for my boat of news, guys. That's
71 days, guys, and we're back. Oh,
so excited. So excited. Awesome. So now this is the fun part where we continue on with some NFL fun, but we go back to our newest old segment, Dis or Dat.
Love it.
And guys, I made a transition this time, so just watch this shit. Phenomenal. Welcome to Dis or Dat.
That was perfect.
All right, appreciate that. All right, well, welcome to Dis or Dat, the fun game show where you get two players, you get their stats, and then you have to pick one based off of their stats. Did you click the comments?
I did. My apologies, my friend.
The listener and viewers' comments will always end up there. All right, awesome. So I do have three, and you know, this week I felt very generous. Obviously, it's just me and you this week, Nick. So, would you like QBs? Would you like RBs, or do you want wide receivers first? It's your pick.
Let's do running backs. Let's go running back.
Want to go RBs first?
Let's do that.
I got a good one for you. This is gonna open some eyes. All right, so. I have player A and player B here. These are both NFL running backs. The first NFL running back, player A, ran for 939 yards.
Okay.
This player had four touchdowns on the season, rushing touchdowns. And sorry, let me clarify. I will be giving receiving stats at the end, but both of these players are not receiving type backs. So just keep that in mind. Player A had 220 carries and also fumbled the ball four times. On the receiving end, he went for 30 receptions, 165 yards, and a touchdown. So, not bad.
Not bad, yeah.
The second running back, 914 yards. He had five touchdowns rushing. On 203 carries, so less carries there.
Mm-hmm.
He only had one fumble, and his receiving numbers were insignificant. He had less than 100 yards receiving and less than 10 receptions.
Okay.
And no touchdowns. So I just wrote no for receiving. So those are your two players. Would you like this or would you like that? Player A or player B?
I think player B is my answer.
Okay. Can you give me a little explanation as to why you're picking player B?
The fumble differential from player A to player B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
4-1 ratio, right? Is that what
player Yes. A? Yeah. So, yep. Player A had four fumbles. Player B had one fumble. So you would prefer a running back that fumbles the ball less, even if that means giving up those 30 receptions, 165 yards, and a touchdown?
Those can go to any other position. Like, okay. if there's three receivers, there's a tight end, and there's backup running backs. You might have a team that has a running back that only catches the ball. So I'm going to go player B.
All right. So I will give you the opportunity here. Player A and player B, can you give me a guess as to who you think either of these players are?
Kenneth Walker?
Nope. Kenneth Walker had more yards, more touchdowns than both of these players. This one was eye-opening for me only because of how hyped player A was in fantasy football. Only to realize that player B is just as good and no one even bats a second.
I'm trying to go through the NFL running backs.
You might get player A, but I guarantee you, you're not getting player B. There's no way.
Is Damian Pierce either one of them?
Damian Pierce is in fact player A.
Okay.
Damian Pierce on the season. This is his rookie season, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
939 yards, four touchdowns on 220 carries, four fumbles. Now, you already mentioned you would pick player B over Damian Pierce, right? So obviously, fantasy wise, I mean, Damian Pierce probably had more points than this player, but we're not talking about fantasy. We're talking about real life, right? So who is player B, Nick? Come on, think long and hard about this. If you want hints, I'll give you hints. I'll give you divisions. I'll give you colors. I'll give you whatever you want.
Toss me a hint.
All right. This player, funny enough, played for the Houston Texans before the team he played for this past season, and this player is also on a new team this season.
Oh, is he from Buffalo? What's his name? Fuck. What's his name? Singletary.
No, it's not Devin Singletary. Devin Singletary went from Buffalo to Houston. This player went from Houston to another team.
Oh, okay.
This past year, and then is now on a new team this offseason.
I don't know.
You want another hint?
Sure.
A lot of people got him mixed up with a popular Falcons running back. Their names are similar, so a lot of people thought that they were each other, if that makes sense.
Oh, I remember here. I think I know who you're talking about, but it's not coming out. I give up.
All right. So the Falcons running back was Devonta Freeman.
Oh. That's right.
The player B is newly minted Chicago Bears running back Deonta Foreman.
Okay.
Deonta Foreman had 914 yards on the ground, 5 touchdowns, and 203 carries on the Carolina Panthers this past season.
He did. Not a bad season.
For the Panthers. Right?
For the Panthers, yes.
So a lot of people have been saying, you know, and these are two running backs that I've seen a lot of hype and or slander around. So Damian Pierce, more specifically, Devin Singletary is going to come in and he's going to eat up those receptions and he's going to eat up those rushing yards. A lot of people are selling on Damian Pierce, especially for fantasy, where Deonta Foreman is going into a backfield with Khalil Herbert.
It's wide open for him.
It is wide open for Deonta Foreman, and he's shown that he can carry the workload. Again, 203 carries, 914 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 fumble for the entire season. You know, you don't get that reception. You don't get the reception monster, which is fine. He doesn't need it, but he could be a bell cow for Chicago.
He's a pure runner.
And you know, you pair him up with a guy like Justin Fields, who is athletic, is fast, can do everything. You know, he's got those yards on the ground. Deonta Foreman's going to be that goal line presence. Deonta Foreman's going to be that bell cow that they feed him the ball. I mean, sky's the limit for Deonta Foreman in Chicago. I think that's a very good place for him to sign. So, awesome. So those are the running backs. Again, Damian Pierce is player A. Deonta Foreman, player B. Fantastic. So what do you want next? You want QBs or you want wide receivers?
QBs. Let's do it.
All right. So this is going to be an interesting one for you. So, player A only played 12 games this year.
Okay.
Threw for 2,860 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 15 interceptions. He boasted a passer rating of 91.1% and had a completion percentage of 66.2%. Player B played all 17 games.
Okay.
This player threw for 3,205 yards, 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, had a passer rating of 92.5%, and a completion percentage of 67.2%. So what player would you prefer? Would you prefer player A or player B?
Player A only had 12 games?
Player A only had 12 games. Player A's injury history is starting to be a problem.
Okay.
Which again, that's not meant to factor in, but mm-hmm. that's more or less a hint as to who it might be. So
it's a tough one.
It's
a tough one because the thoughts go through your head of if he plays a full season, his stats are inflated, you know,
well,
a little
bit. Right. They're inflated, but you could look at the trends, right? So say he played 5 more games. Think about it like this, right? Let's do the math here. So if he was at 2,860 yards over 12 games, that's about 240 yards passing a game, right? Mm-hmm. So let's take that. Let's multiply it by how many games remaining would be 5. So add that to 2,860. So he would have ended up with a little over 4,000 yards passing on the season.
Okay.
So if that, and that, and that's to say if the trends continued for him. He could have had a worse game. He could have had a better game. But that is kind of what he would have been on average if he played the entire season.
I'm going to go player B just because of the full season played.
So you're picking player B based off of longevity?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And not to mention, too, player B, 3-1 touchdown interception ratio. I mean, it, you know, 15 touchdowns isn't great. Oh.
No, but
as a passer, now let's not forget that quarterbacks in the league, they're starting to run a lot more. So mm-hmm. this player could have a lot more rushing touchdowns that you don't know about. And I'm not giving you that information because that just gives it away. So as a pure passer, based off of the stats you are looking for, you're going with player B based off of longevity
mm-hmm.
and you're going with player B based off of the touchdown to interception ratio.
Correct.
All right. So I will open up the floor to you, sir. Who are player A and player B?
Who got hurt last year?
And I'll give you a hint. If you figure out one of them, the other one isn't too far.
Is one Brock Purdy?
One is not Brock Purdy.
I don't know how many. I don't know how many games he played.
I think he played maybe 10 or 11.
Okay.
Maybe less than that. I forget when Jimmy Garoppolo went down.
Kyler Murray? Is he player A?
Nope, it's not. It's not Kyler Murray. That is not a bad guess, though. Those are very similar stats, but not a bad guess. But it's not Kyler Murray. You're in the wrong division. I'll give you that.
AFC or NFC?
I don't know if I want to help you that much yet. You haven't guessed one. I gave you hints last time because you got one of them.
I don't know how many games Lamar played.
It's not Lamar. It's not Lamar. No. Lamar was a far better passer.
That's true. I don't remember his stats.
Off the top of my head, I don't have them, but...
Yeah. Shit.
Let's see. Oh, I apologize. Lamar was not a better passer than either of these players this season, but he only played 12. Oh, well, he played 12 games.
Mm-hmm. I knew he was out for a lot of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. He played the same amount of games as player A. Player A had way better passing stats than he did. Well, touchdown interception ratio is a little bit better, but that's about it.
Russell Wilson, is he one of them?
No, Russell Wilson is not one of them. Russell Wilson actually threw for 3,500 yards this season, 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. So,
ooh.
Yeah, touchdown interception ratio, not good, especially what you're expecting from Russell Wilson. But no, it is not Russell Wilson. If you need another hint, I will give one to you.
I'm going to have to take another hint.
I'll give you a freebie. They're both the same color team. Okay. Well, one of their colors is the same.
Okay.
Two of their colors? One team has a color that the other team doesn't. Besides that, they're both pretty much the same color. The other hint that I will give you is that one of the Boda boys supports one of these teams.
Who supports wasn't Cleveland?
I don't know. You tell me.
Who supports? What do we got in here? We got the Packers, the Browns, the Patriots,
yeah,
and then the Giants.
Okay.
Is it the Patriots and the Giants?
You tell me. Which quarterback do you want to go with?
Fuck it, Mac Jones.
It's not Mac Jones.
Daniel Jones.
It is Daniel Jones. Player B is Daniel Jones. Oh. So you in fact did pick your own quarterback. Based off of stats alone, you picked your own quarterback. So now my two hints earlier, they are pretty much the same color besides one color not being with this other team, and they're close. And when I say close, I don't mean physically. And I hope that helps you. So, no, it's not the Jets. This is pretty much what I'm saying. Man, come on. Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. This is stumping me.
If I say this, it's just going to give it away immediately. So I don't want to, but.
Go ahead. I'll be better next week.
All right. Same division.
Same division?
Washington? Yeah. No, dude. Come on. It's Dak.
Oh. See?
Yeah.
Off my radar. They fuck the Cowboys.
Honestly, the funny part is I didn't plan this. I just picked I literally picked Dak Prescott. I was like, I'm gonna compare someone to Dak Prescott. I was like, you know what, Daniel Jones, comparably, I mean, they're pretty similar as far as the stats and the ratios go. Yeah. I'm just gonna pick them. I had no intentions of doing this, and you just happen to be the only person on the podcast with me tonight. So. Whatever. All right, you got wide receivers left, and hopefully you can rattle off some more names this time.
Shit.
All right, wide receiver A, player A, 72 receptions, 1,042 reception yards, 4 touchdowns, 210 yards after the catch, and 119 targets. Player B had 67 receptions for 972 yards, 6 touchdowns, 392 yards after the catch, but only at 100 targets. Which player? Are you going with player A or are you going with player B?
Can you read the stats over again?
I sure can. So player A, 72 receptions. Player A had 1,042 reception yards and 4 touchdowns to go along with that. Player A only had 210 yards after the catch, but had 119 targets. Player B had 67 receptions for 972 yards, 6 touchdowns. This player had 392 yards after the catch, which is a lot more than player A, but only had 100 receptions. 100 targets, excuse me. So I ask you again, player A or player B, this or that?
The yards are within each other, so it's not like a huge difference.
Okay.
Player B because of the yards after the catch.
You're going play. Wow, you picked player B every single time. Okay.
I know.
Player B. We're going player B because of yards after the catch.
And the targets can always, you know, they'll always fluctuate up and down. That, you know, the next season could always be better. Okay. Yeah. Player B.
Final answer, locking it in?
Locking it in.
All right. Player B is your choice. So go ahead and tell me who's player A, who's player B.
Garrett Wilson's not either one of them.
Nope, Garrett Wilson is not one of them, but that is not a bad guess. That's a very good guess. So that should give you some leeway as to who one of these players might be. It should, yes. This player's name has been mentioned with Garrett Wilson a whole lot.
Alan Lazard?
No. No, you're in the wrong direction. Wrong direction. Think less team and more colleague. How do I give it this to you without giving you the answer? Garrett Wilson won an award this year. What award did he win?
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay, great. Go from there.
I'm off my game today. What the fuck?
Actually,
did he win?
No, he did, but Garrett Wilson also went to the same school as this other player.
I don't even remember what fucking school he came from.
Ohio State.
Okay, I figured it was Ohio State. What's his name?
Oh, come on.
It's there, dude.
He had such a good season, too.
I know I'm going to know it. I just can't think of it.
I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Chris Olave.
Fuck, see? I told you.
Chris Olave, 72 receptions, 1,042 reception yards, four touchdowns, 210 yards after the catch, and 119 targets. So that is the player you passed up.
Okay.
Who is player B?
At the rate I'm going, fucking knows.
You guessed this player's quarterback just a round ago. I know you guessed a good chunk of quarterbacks, but it's one of the quarterbacks that we both went, ew. So that might help you as well. I hope. I don't know.
Now I got to go back to the quarterbacks I thought of.
The quarterback that we talked about had 3,500 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions.
Oh, Jerry Jeudy.
It is Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy had statistically had a better fantasy season than Chris Olave, but Chris Olave got way more attention than he did. So don't be sleeping on Jerry Jeudy. Russ had a down season, and he still caught 70 balls for 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns.
And I think he missed a couple games too.
And he missed a couple games. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So don't be sleeping on Jerry Jeudy. Don't sleep on either of them.
Derek Carr is
going to. Well, but that's the thing. Chris Olave is the big name now, right? Chris Olave.
Michael Thomas, he's not. I don't think he's the wide receiver. I might be out of pocket saying this, but I don't think Michael Thomas is the wide receiver one on that team anymore.
No, it's Chris Olave.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
I have my bold prediction that Michael Thomas isn't even going to be wide receiver two because I think A.T. Perry is going to come out of nowhere and steal that role from him.
I don't even think Michael Thomas will be on the Saints by the end of the year.
He might not be. Who knows? But yeah, no, that was our wonderful dis or dat.
Okay. That was tough.
I'm so glad that I got to make you relive Daniel Jones trauma all over again. That was fun.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. Also, so let's go to trash bag. Obviously, we have some stuff we can put in the trash bag, but welcome to our wonderful boat up trash bag. And for those of you counting at home, yes, he is in fact in our transitions now. You've finally made it.
I noticed.
The crown was there. I moved everyone over and kind of scrunched it together because it's kind of hard to fit everyone under that barrel. But I made it happen. So welcome officially for the 17th time. Yes, the trash bag. Welcome. Okay. Welcome, everyone. Welcome all to the boat trash bag. You got anyone? Anyone, anything you want to throw right in the garbage?
Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, absolutely. I'm with you. Yeah, I fucking hate the Cowboys. I'm a Patriots fan. I have no stock in the Dallas Cowboys or the NFC East or anything like that. None. I fucking hate them. I don't care. Trash, beautiful. I would love to throw the Bruins new logo in the trash bag, because I'm sorry.
You got a new logo?
They have a special logo for the 100th season. It's like a combination of some of their old logos, and they just missed.
Okay. I'll check it out after.
Pretty much it's the current Boston Bruins logo, but the circle itself, it's not outlined and there's not white. It's yellow on the outside.
Okay.
With the old B with like the bridge. Let me see if I can find a picture while we're talking about the trash bag. I will present it here. If I can't, then I'll just show you off the show. But yeah, no, the new logo, not for me. I don't like it. However, they did the actual centennial logo that they came out with. So like the Bruins 100, like centennial logo.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hit. Love that. So it says 1924 on the left-hand side, 2024 on the right-hand side. It says centennial on the bottom. It's that alternate Bruins logo with just the bear on it and says Bruins.
Oh, okay.
Shield crest. That looks good. The new logo does not look good. I don't like it. I hope they go back to the original logo after this season. And if they don't, I will cry. What else is going in the trash bag? How about my hopes and dreams after finding out Devontae Parker signed and it wasn't DeAndre Hopkins?
That's a good one.
Not that I think they're going to amount to anything, even if they get DeAndre Hopkins and Dalvin Cook and Aaron Donald and whoever else they can get. It's just not going to happen. They're not winning a Super Bowl within the next 10 years. So,
no. I got one for the trash bag. Like you said, you just brought it up. The hopes of Dalvin Cook going to New England, because I want him to stay as far away as from Ramondre Stevenson as possible.
I bought in on Ramondre last year. If he comes to New England, my shares of Ramondre are going in the trash. Yeah, no, I don't necessarily think we need Dalvin. I'm hoping that the package deal that Dalvin is hoping for doesn't fall through. I mean, it would be nice for any team to get a package deal of DeAndre Hopkins and Dalvin Cook, but I don't think it's reasonable. I think it's really hard to find a team that's looking for a wide receiver one and a running back one at the same time. I feel like you either have one or you have the other, right? So, I mean, just in both of our divisions alone, I think the only team you could say that could actually use them, maybe the Washington Commanders, but I don't think Terry wants to give up his wide receiver one spot to DeAndre Hopkins. That ain't happening. So, I mean, yeah, Dallas, no. Your team, no. Obviously, they could use DeAndre Hopkins, but they're not getting. You have Saquon, right? So, well, maybe. And obviously, the Eagles, you're good. They just got DeAndre Swift. They're going to be nasty.
I'm so afraid of Philly. I'm sorry. So afraid.
Yeah, that's terrible, man. They got so good in the offseason. I don't know how they did it, but they got like 30 times better.
Better after a Super Bowl season.
Yeah, after a Super Bowl season, they got so much better. I don't know. Anything else on the trash? Oh, how about your hopes and dreams of winning a division in the next 25 years?
No, I think we got at least one.
Yeah, the Giants are always good for one every 10 years.
At least one. And it's been a while, so we're coming up.
The Giants always are. Your team is so weird. It's very hot and cold. You either win it all or you don't do jack shit. So.
You're telling me.
I know.
It's rough.
I don't think I have anything else for the trash bag. Very light hate week as far as sports people go. Oh, actually, really, anyone that gambled and have a professional sports contract, you're in the garbage can. You're trash bag, really, actually, is what the segment's called. But anything else that you think of?
No, that's it, man.
All right, cool. That was the Boda. That was the Boda trash bag. I love playing that for the outro too. It does it for me.
I was looking at my picture under the trash, the lid.
Yeah. I love the cinematic, like we just rise out of the trash from it's where fantastic. Like because that's where we all belong. Awesome. All right, well, Any final words or thoughts that you have for the people?
Stay patient, everybody. Football season's upon us. Basketball season's shortly after. We're on our way back.
We're on the up and up. I mean, there's obviously going to be some lulls during the summer, but that is the fun of running a sports podcast, Nick. You can talk about sports 24/7, and there is an abundance of content that we can generate, or literally we can just drink and talk on a podcast. That works too, because we've done that before. I was going through our YouTube the other day, and we have a Lost episode, and it's the episode literally starts off by us like taking a shot and me singing Journey for like a 5-minute streak before we realize we're actually recording the podcast. And then we start talking and we dive into complete and utter darkness. But yeah, no, final words for me, NHL draft, obviously any draft is exciting. I really can't think back to a time when we had two bona fide number one prospects in the same draft year for the NBA and the NHL. I mean, I feel like those are the two leagues that get compared a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're so vastly different, but they're also same schedules, same playoff timing, all that stuff. So I can't remember the last time we've had draft picks that have been so bona fide number one picks like this. You know, maybe the Connor McDavid year. But even then, that was, I think it was Markelle Fultz got picked number one. And obviously that didn't work out for Philly, right? Did Philly draft Fultz?
Yes.
It was Philly, right? Yeah, because we got Tatum out of that. And then obviously Connor McDavid, that was the year McDavid was drafted. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was 15. Auston Matthews? I'm getting my years mixed up, but Connor Bedard, Victor Wembanyama, again, two of the biggest prospects to ever come out of their respective leagues ever in the same draft year, going to storied franchises in their own leagues respectively, that have been down. They've won multiple championships, and they have a ton of Hall of Fame players that can help and coach them along as they need. So it should be very interesting to follow these two players. They're going to be linked forever. That they got drafted. You're good. It's final words. I don't care. Those are my final thoughts. So obviously, you know, we're witnessing history as far as Wembanyama and Bedard being drafted in the same draft year, you know, two of the biggest names to ever come out of the drafts, I think, at least. Obviously, you know, we have our differing opinions on whether or not either of them are going to amount to anything. Connor Bedard is probably the closest to a sure thing since Connor McDavid and Auston Matthews.
Okay.
And Wayne Gretzky. He's terrifying. He's really good. If you want to see what a hockey player is, you watch his tape. He's like, it's ridiculous. But anyways, that's the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Love how it turned into, instead of a 25-minute episode, we went an hour and 10 minutes. I told you, we get off in tangents, it's over. We talk for hours.
Hey, they're fun. It's a good show.
Yeah, who cares? But fantastic, guys. You know where to find us. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Apparently, my own personal Facebook is now the host site of Boda Worldwide because James can't fucking figure his shit out. We are on YouTube, so check out all of our content there. I'm kind of reworking it so that way you have access to the best and the newest content that we have out there. All of James's shorts that he puts out there as far as his clips and things and our clips and things. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you can find a podcast except for Stitcher because fuck that site, I guess. I don't know. It's an ongoing joke. Like, we looked up all of the sites that our podcast got put out on, and we used to be on Stitcher, and then Stitcher just like disappeared. So now we just fuck on Stitcher because why not? I don't think I've ever been to that website before in my entire life, but
I haven't.
Fuck that website. But yeah, no, you, like I said, you guys know where to find us. For Nick, for the rest of the boys who couldn't make it today, I am Soggy Boy. Just my updated title. I am the chief executive of SOG, the CES. If anyone comes asking, you know where to find me. Nick.
Stay greedy, guys.
Stay beautiful for James. And I'll give a little bye for Drew. This is the part sometimes if Drew is not on the podcast and James and I are just feeling really fucking annoying. We like, what's the word for it? Shit. Fuck. Why can't I not think of the word?
This is terrible. See where my issue was now.
Oh, this is so bad. It starts with an I. That's a good start. we act like Drew, pretty much. We just like, okay. Yeah. So like, I'll show you an old clip. But anyways, guys, stay soggy. We love you. I'm done talking. See you later.
See ya.